On Robin Hood Radio, we're going to welcome in a new guest who has not been with us before. His name is Leonardo. Now, Leonardo, am I going to get this right here? Gio, is it Gio?
Yes, yeah, you got it.
All
That's a
right.
first.
Well, Leonardo is the Rural Healthcare Resource Coordinator and a consultant for the Northwest Hills Council of Governments. And Leo has joined us today. Well, we want to introduce him to you, what Leo does, how he does it, and what it's all about. First of all, thanks for joining us, Leo, again.
Sure.
You are a consulting for the Northwest Hills Council of Governments. How did you get into this path where you become a rural healthcare resource coordinator? Have you been involved in healthcare for a long, long time?
So I actually, just previous to taking this position, I worked for the town of New Milford as one of their municipal agents for the elderly for 6.5 years. Previous to that, I was in a skilled nursing facility. So I have the background in healthcare as well as the looking at the social determinants of health, social services. And so that's kind of how I got to where I am now.
Well, it's working in healthcare, but it's working in healthcare, I think, as an advocate for healthcare,
right,
with not only for people, but for the communities and the people that run the communities in which people live, right?
That's absolutely right. So when I was with the town of New Milford, I was working directly with the clients, offering them hands-on assistance with benefits and programs, across the board. And now in this current position, it's kind of more at a macro level where I work with the municipal social service providers and other, social service organizations in the region. And I'm a resource for them, and I help them connect to different programs and,
Well, I would think that your position, did they have a position like this before?
So no, they didn't. I just came on at the end of January of last year of 2022. So been in it for just over a year now. And it's a new position. It's temporarily funded by the CDC via COVID disparities funding through the Connecticut Office of Rural Health. So it's a little bit of a spider web there.
Yeah, but what's great about it is you are a conduit to basically everybody in the communities that we serve, keeping all governmental officials and agencies updated on different things about anything that could possibly be a threat to people's health.
That's right.
You also obviously look for ways and share ideas and filling the many gaps that we find in healthcare,
yes.
And I don't mean just coverage; I mean gaps in actual healthcare for the whole district that we are in. Everything from scam alerts to actually giving information on things that the governmental agencies don't realize have happened yet. Right.
That's right. Yeah, there's definitely kind of two sides of the position. So it's making sure that the municipal providers are well informed and kept up to date. Many of them are part-time providers, and so they don't always have the capacity to, keep up with their client demand. So offering that hands-on assistance, as well as keeping up with training and program changes, there's a lot that goes on in the world of social work and social services. There's so many things that you have to address, food insecurity, transportation, the healthcare needs, health insurance needs, the list goes on. Housing, of course, is a huge one. So keep making sure that information is kept in front of both the providers and the first selectman, I think is very important, just so that everyone's aware of what's going on in the region and how we can better provide services for our residents.
Well, Leo, I guess what I'll get across, try to get across to people that are listening now, is that this is a position that was actually sought out, I think, by the providers of health care here in Northwest Connecticut and the governmental agencies. I think they probably look for and appreciate the help and the pressure you take off them. Yeah, you might bring them problems that have been seen, but you can't fix problems unless you have somebody like yourself that's on top of the situation that can give them the information on how to go down that road.
That's correct, Marshall. So the Northwest Coalition of Agencies Related to Elder Services, also known as Northwest CARES, had published a study in May of 2021 titled Learning from COVID, that, you know, they had dug into the barriers that our municipal providers saw in during the height of the pandemic, as, you know, in terms of sharing information and resources. A lot of the agencies noted that they were nimble, you know, in terms of meeting those social distancing requirements. But when it came to, for instance, getting PPE or testing materials, that was kind of where the breakdown was. So the learning from COVID study, you know, kind of highlighted those findings and made the suggestion of implementing this position of rural health resource coordinator to be that conduit, as you said.
Now, as that coordinator, who do you report to? I mean, obviously you report to everybody here in the Northwest Hills Council of Governments, but do you also report to other people and be the bridge between the Council of Governments and other people?
Yes. So on a regular basis, weekly, sometimes biweekly, I report to an advisory committee, and that committee is made up of Lori Fidowa from the Connecticut Office of Rural Health, Rob Phillips from Northwest Hills COG, Gertrude O'Sullivan, formerly from Foundation for Community Health, and John Simoncelli from Greenwoods Counseling and Referrals, and Julie Scharnberg from Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation. So a good mix of providers and organizations.
So when you got here at first and started this position, who were the first people you actually reached out to and made contact with?
So coming from the background of working with the town of New Milford, as I did, I started by reaching out to the designated human service providers in the 21 towns. You know, I should note that not every town has a social service department, but they generally have a person who's in charge of at least kind of fielding those phone calls that may come into town hall. But, you know, I wanted to get their feedback first, because I certainly didn't want to step into the position and assume that I knew what was best for each town or for the Northwest corner. And I also knew that town halls and those municipal providers were often the catch-all for their local community residents who had concerns, financial hardships, whatever it may be. So I started by reaching out to them, building relationships with them. That took a good couple of months. And then I kind of moved on to meeting with the other providers, you know, organization, professional providers in the region. So McCall Center for Behavioral Health, for example, Community Health and Wellness as another example. But again, just kind of stemming out into that provider, clinical provider environment and building relationships with them. I joined a lot of committees, probably more, definitely more than I'd like to admit, but I thought it was really important for me to get a good understanding of how the region operated and seeing what collaboration was already in the works and existing. You know, I obviously didn't want to duplicate any efforts, so I thought that was important.
We are speaking with Leo Gill, who is the Rural Healthcare Resource Coordinator for the Northwest Hills Council of Governments. So when you first got here and you did this investigation, were you surprised by anything, or did you see pretty much what you expected when you first got responses from everybody and you really sat down and looked to prioritize what you wanted to do?
So, yeah, that's a great question, because I should also say that I grew up in Warren, so I'm very much familiar with the, you know, with the rural landscape of the Northwest corner. But coming from the town of New Milford, I was definitely surprised at, you know, New Milford was flush. They are flush with community resources and municipal resources. And so it was definitely a different environment in the Northwest corner. As I said, many of the municipal social service providers are part-time. Not only are they part-time, but their position may also be combined with another town department like Parks and Rec or the First Selectman's Office. Some of them even drive the town bus for their elderly and disabled residents. So, I mean, it's, you know, it was definitely a shock, but I also found it very promising, you know, again, to see all the collaboration that already was happening and to know that these agencies were willing and able to work together to for a greater impact.
Now, as a coordinator here, do you impact funding at all? Do you find funds? Do you write for funds? Do you have anything to do with getting funds to flow into the area to pay for things that need to be done?
Sure, I think if anything, that's like the bread and butter of my position, in my opinion anyway, showing my value, is to help get some extra funding here to the Northwest Corner. So I have worked on a handful of grants, both for Northwest Hills Council of Governments, as well as a couple of the municipal social service departments. I've helped them get a little bit of funding. We were awarded $15,000 actually from Foundation for Community Health to not only pursue a large funding amount of $1.2 million, that would be from the federal government, to establish a rural health network with a focus on increasing access to adolescent behavioral health treatment. We used some of the funding for that to hire a professional grant writer to position us better. And that's very competitive funding. So it was important to us to put our best foot forward. And in addition, we used that funding from FCH to implement some accounting services and platforms that will increase the capacity of NHCOG to seek even more funding and really be able to, act again as that financial conduit for the region in a bigger way. And then finally, sorry, just some of that funding was for a human resources map that's located on the Northwest Hills Council of Government website. And it's just kind of similar to Discover Litchfield Hills and acts as a directory of a bunch of resources that are useful for human services in the region.
Right. Also, which I think you might find out here, on dealing with the social service people in each town, our unique form of government, where we have a board of selectmen, a first selectman, we have boards of finance, we have voters that actually decide things. I would imagine that our first selectmen are involved in so many different areas that you're probably one of the first persons they will turn to when it comes to any of these healthcare problems, because they've got so many other things on their plate that this just isn't right there.
Yeah, I would say, generally speaking, right, healthcare is not the first topic on the top of mind for the first selectman. Understandably, they're running a town. There's a lot that goes into running a municipality. It is becoming a more prevalent topic now that my position is there at the COG, and I'm usually once a month up in front of the COG, in front of the first selectman, presenting on these topics and making sure that it's something that is on our radar. Healthcare and social determinants of health, they all feed back into the economy in some way. So I think it's really important that our town officials recognize that, and they do.
Now, do you just stay with the officials, or if someone has a unique problem, do you ever work one-on-one with people who live in the area, or is it always through the agencies or the first selectman or the Council of Governments?
It's generally through the providers or through the first selectman. But there have been times where there's been a few people, individual community members, reach out with concerns or issues that they're facing. And while I'm not somebody who's in the position to offer them that hands-on assistance, I know somebody who can, or I know the agency that they should be connected with. So I'll listen to them. I'll listen to their needs, get a good idea of, kind of where their first stop should be. I'll make that connection for them. And I'll even, I think it's really important, especially in this work, to provide that warm handoff. So I'll reach out to the provider and just give them a heads up that I'm sending someone their way. There's nothing worse than being in crisis and getting caught in a labyrinth. And from a provider standpoint, again, municipal providers, that being presented with a case that you aren't sure where to turn can be really difficult. So I have municipal providers call me just to case conference.
Now, what's interesting about the Northwest Council of Governments, it used to be out here, just six or seven towns. But then those six or seven towns banded together with 14 or 15 other towns. So it really is quite a large organization. I have 20 or 21 different members. And I understand that one of the first things you did was set up an email chain with everybody, and you keep everybody at the same level and informed basically at the same time, and also probably help them communicate with one another themselves.
That's right. Yes. The first thing I did after kind of meeting with the 21 towns municipal social service providers was, first of all, they really all said the same thing. They felt like they were on an island. They didn't know, sometimes who to turn to or who to case conference with. So, but they all faced the same barriers and same concerns. So the first thing was to start that email chain between all of them and myself, to share information. That quickly turned into a weekly newsletter that now goes out to over 120 providers in the region. So again, that's not only municipal, but that's your community-based professional organizations. And that keeps them up to date on upcoming programs, changes to programs, scam alerts, and then there's a whole page dedicated to upcoming trainings, webinars, community events that could be shared with their clients, and things of that nature.
Now, we at the radio station work very closely with the Foundation for Community Health. And what we do is we connect with them. They give us the names of the nonprofits that they deal with. And we've really opened up people's eyes to what the Foundation for Community Health does and what it means to our area. And I would think that they're probably, you were mentioning Gertrude Sullivan, they're probably one of the major links that you have helping you out and setting up all these different things.
Oh, certainly. I was mentioning before that $15,000 in funding that they awarded to us at Northwest Hills Council of Governments, that was, that covered three projects for us that are significant to the region. And they are certainly a major partner for not only for us, but for the towns that they serve, certainly.
Now you've been funded by a grant. How long is this grant going to fund you for? And do you anticipate that you can show that your position will save and be beneficial enough to go on past what the initial grant shows?
So, well, our hope, the grant that we applied for through the federal government for $1.2 million would sustain my position for another 4 years. That grant is still pending at this point. We really won't find out about it until probably July. And my current position is funded through the end of August. So it's going to be a little bit of a touch and go. But ultimately, the feedback that I've received, not only from the Council of Governments, but from the First Selectman, has been very positive. So I'm hopeful that, where there's a will, there's a way.
And I guess finally, by having you there and by having that funding, you can set up capabilities. And I'm looking at a press release here that you've upgraded. Upgrade is probably too small of a word out here. That you really have brought the Northwest Council of Governments capabilities, computer-wise, cloud capabilities, and grant management. I guess that's really what. A major part of your job as well, is working through that computerization.
So I don't want to take credit for the entirety of that project, but I think, as we know, the rural landscape, it moves a little bit slower. And NHCOG went through a total staffing change, and now's the time to implement some new systems that can really assist that capacity building. So yes, the Foundation for Community Health, some of that funding that we got from them is being used to purchase, as you said, kind of upgrade some systems, some accounting and grant management systems. Again, with the overall goal to be able to bring in more money and offer further support to the region.
Okay, Leo, before we go in the next couple of minutes, what are the next things that you see as priorities for you and the Northwest Hills Council of Governments to deal with in the coming months?
So certainly a top priority is our regional opioid response fund. I don't know how many people are aware, but the National Opioid Settlement funds are being dispersed. Unfortunately, the smaller towns got very minimal dollars. So, in some cases, as little as $50 for one town from one settlement, which you really can't do much with. So, we are creating an opioid response fund at NHCOG that will support the region and provide some evidence-based strategies and interventions to really tackle and address the opioid epidemic that we are seeing.
And that is on top of all the other problems that we face. The opioid crisis is every bit as important here as it is in the major cities.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely. It's unfortunate.
Well,
Litchfield County Opiate Task Force does a great job, I must say, but still, we have work to do.
welcome to the area. Really, you've got one of those positions that is like a hidden position. It's like the Northwest Community Foundation, where people might be aware it's there, but they're not aware what it does and how it benefits them. So
That's
you
right.
look like you're off to a great start, and all I can say is keep it up, because this is one place healthcare in these rural counties is becoming harder and harder and harder to provide, and we need people to have our backs, and I think that's what your position is.
That's right. The healthcare and the social determinants of health, they all go together.
Well, Leonardo, thanks for joining us. I really appreciate this. Maybe we can update every like 3 times a year just to find out what is going on and what's ahead for us in the future.
That would be great. If I'm here, I'd be happy to do that.